We are live. Welcome to Chaos number 433/24671.
And the date is the 3rd of July.
Yeah, I better get that one right. Yeah, because I tend to get that one wrong. Where are we, Janita? This is lunch with Janita and Frank, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, hello, Rosie.
Hello.
Rosie,
Oh
Ro Rosie, Rosie, we have people from all over the world waiting. Are you cold?
Yes, today is 10 degrees, and today is my first day of 15 days
Yeah,
vacation.
you've got holidays. Well, okay.
My first
Great.
day, but 10 degrees. Oh my God, it's terrible.
Well, thank you for waking up so early on your holidays. I
Yeah.
really appreciate it. You've already got about 200 gold medals for extraordinary behavior anyway. But Rosie,
Yes.
We heard a rumor.
we're hearing rumors about you.
Really? Oh my God.
Yes, do tell. You're getting married in Saint-Tropez.
Yes.
And it's a bigger wedding than with Jeff Bezos and whoever that young lady was that he decided to marry. And you didn't tell us anything.
Yeah,
I
because
thought we were family here, you know, brother, sister.
yeah, my sisters, my nephew, my niece, and everybody in Blida community will be in my married,
You're
in
in your
my
wed at your wedding
uh,
at your at
yeah
your
yeah yes in my wedding,
okay
yes.
who is the lucky man?
Oh my God, I can't tell you, Frank.
You can't. Well, what is
It's a
this? A
state
neat
secret.
is this this is a pine this is a this is a this is a pineapple pineapple thingy state. So it's on a need to know basis. So Rosie, if you tell me,
Yes.
will you have to shoot me afterwards here?
You have what? Oh, sorry,
Yeah,
say again.
if you tell me, you have to shoot me, you have to point a gun to my head and go pop, and then I'm gone.
Yeah, okay.
Which given
You
this
can't
week
do
we
that.
I was about to say that. Thank you, Hilary,
thank
for
you. It's a
missing.
very slow response here.
Monica. Hello, Monica. How are you, dear?
Hello. I didn't get eaten by crocodiles. I saw him,
Stop.
but I didn't.
Stop deviating from the subject, Rosie. We want to know who this man is.
It's in
Okay.
Venice.
Finally, I find my love.
Yes, I know. We've heard that. Who is he? What does he do? And apparently he's really, 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 really rich, you know, billionaire.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't need to
Oh, okay.
work
The dream of every woman's heart. Okay. You don't. So
I know him. It's
is
terrible.
so is he good looking?
Yes. He's a gentleman, and when he saw me for the first time, Rosie.
He saw you for the first time and he knew your name, yeah?
And he
It
laughed.
was love at first sight.
No. Yeah, he know he's already know about already knew about my person, and when his friend, oh my God, how can I say this in English? My God, when okay, he's already know about me, right? Because he has a friend, and his friend studies at Blida
So this friend in the community told him all about you.
Yes, Anita, thanks for helping me. Yeah. And okay, I think she's a nice woman. Maybe I wanna meet her. And we went in a coffee bar.
How romantic. Did he bring a rose?
My head today, oh my
Did he bring a rose or sing, serenade you with anything? Or did he stay, bring a diamond ring right away? What?
He brought an amazing, beautiful flowers for me. And oh, are you Rosie?
Yeah.
Are you Rosie?
God. Yeah, yes, I'm Rosie.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Ai, meu Deus. Quanta besteira. Okay, but who are you? Ai, deixa eu ver o nome qualquer. Nome, sei lá.
So you did not. Oh, this is so a total. This is what they do in Brazil. A total stranger walks to you, asks you for your name, and then you get married 6 weeks later.
No, he told me, Jose, I know everything about you. Really? Yes. Peter told
Excuse me? Me? Okay. All right.
he told me that he want a wife.
I won't
And
get. There it
yes.
is. He has a wife. There you go. Nice. All right. Okay.
My ideas went out now.
You're doing well.
I
You're doing well. Claire,
don't know. Olha meus cabelos.
Claire, there was another rumor that was in the boutique Eglantine. You know something about this rumor, don't you?
About Janita?
I don't know, but you need to tell me. Something I need to know?
Well, about Janita. I mean, there is something. But yeah, it's about your story about the chicken. I think I have a theory. I think you might be suffering from maybe something like PTSD or something like that. You're presenting symptoms of this because I think it's not actually happening in reality, and I think it's happening. All the story about the chicken and nuggets, not real. Maybe not, the nuggets part is real, but it's not real. It is a lucid dream. So I think you, maybe it's happening in your head. So maybe it's because of your how did we say that? Like your
Me?
son
Me?
and oh, I said that. Son and husband. Shop alcoholic behavior. Maybe it's because of that, you know, mentally it requires a lot of strength, so I think yeah, and I think maybe Frank can help in that. Maybe
Dr. Frank.
you just need to, you know, speak and yeah. But we'll
Okay.
see.
Did you
Maybe it's
so in my capacity as a mayor in custody in Germany at the moment, I should counsel Fruit Loop
Oh, it's delusional.
Well,
maybe it's schizophrenia.
Is that the what Claire's thinking? Delusional?
Yeah. Well, Monica, you need to catch up with all the gossip and reader.
I know.
You are way behind. Okay, right. Okay. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's supposed to be lunch with Janita and Frank.
Now we are just sharing gossip stories.
Exactly, and we're getting a free tour of Rosie's apartment with sound effects and everything. So I'm going to mute her, so we don't get everything right. Janita, if you're delusional, are you up to this morning?
Yes, I am, and it's the perfect start to today's topic. So we are having some light-hearted discussions, light-hearted fun. So by creating these gossip stories and then extending on them, the aim is to be light-hearted and not to hurt anyone's feelings.
How do I do that?
I don't know. You have to be very careful and selective with your words.
That's not one of my strengths.
Especially because his English is so bad.
He's still learning.
He's still learning. A few weeks ago, I thought he might have caught up since then.
Well, there's a severe lack of teachers. One goes off to northeastern Australia, and the other one has her chicken coop burnt down.
And you've been in custody for so long that
we couldn't arrange
the times to meet up.
Yeah, come up with another one. Right. Okay. Shall we get serious, Janita?
No, we don't have to be serious.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
But I'm German and we don't do humor.
Sorry. That's all I can say. Sorry. There's nothing I can do about your German side.
The DNA.
It's in his DNA, yes. Okay. So our questions today is also light-hearted questions, just like the discussion we started with. I do have a few silly questions, but also some questions that you have to think about.
Is there a difference?
Not really. Okay. So the first question, what is your most useless talent? Something you can do, you have this talent, but you can't actually use it. Mine, to give you an idea, mine is to light a barbecue. I know how to light a barbecue. I know how to barbecue the meat. I can do this. I learned many years ago, but I don't have to do it because my husband does it all the time.
At least you know how to play with fire, so that's good. Yeah.
Maybe I set fire to the chicken coop.
Well, we have a confession. I said maybe. Well, you know what the media are like these days. They twist a maybe into a certainty, and the Breeder Journal is following up this story. Yeah. Okay, so who are you going to choose? What is your most useless talent?
Let's start with Monica.
Oh, I was scared you'd say that. hang on. I was probably thinking, oh no, it's not useless. Depends where I am in the world. I was about to say, I learnt welding at school. I went to this school next to where Frank lived and I learnt welding and I have never used it since. I know what to do, but apart from making a candle holder, I have never used it. So I have the knowledge, but since 1978, I have never used this skill. And I'm unlikely to ever use it again.
Never say never.
At least woodwork was handy that I did there. I made a coffee table and I'm game to stand on it. But welding, apart from that one occasion or that one term, I've never had to use it again.
Okay. That's very interesting.
I was about to say making pancakes, but I always had people who are really good at making pancakes around me. And I don't think I've made them since. But, yes, welding is one skill I've got and I'll never use it again.
Why did you have to learn how to weld?
At school we had to do technology, so we did woodwork and metalwork.
Okay.
And, yeah, they also taught us useful things at that school, like we had to do French and we had to do Indonesian, but the welding I have never used since. But unlike some other students, when I was a school nurse, at least I didn't get burn myself or anything or burn the classroom down. So, yes, but it's a skill I'll never use again.
Okay. That's very interesting. We didn't learn things like that at school.
We did cooking as well, but, yes, I still remember someone dropping the tray of scones on the floor. But, yeah, no, welding is something. It's, I think it fits the question.
I think you two complement each other, so one knows how to light a barbecue and one knows how to weld.
And here they're both pyromaniacs in disguise.
Oh, God. Well, that the chicken coop story is just getting a complete new dimension here, isn't it?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Do keep up, Monica.
I've got reading to do on the weekend. I'm a remedial student.
Okay. Clea, what is the most useless talent you have?
It's a very hard question because it's useless, so it is supposed to not really it is not supposed to make my life easier in any way. So useless talent. Useless in what ways? That is not...
That's your choice. That's up to you. Something that you know how to do it. Maybe not a lot of people know how to do it, but it's not helpful in any way. It doesn't help you.
I don't know. It's a very hard question.
No, the question is easy. The answer is hard.
Yeah, the answer. Useless talent. I would say, I don't know. It is to lose things, but things that I actually like. So it would be great to have the talent to lose the things that you don't want anymore. For example, I don't know, you want to, you don't want to, I don't know, wear this shirt anymore. And so you lose it. I don't know where it is. But for me, it's like I lose things that I like. So, for example, last week I lost my favorite bag. It disappeared. So I think it's a talent because, I don't know, I made it disappear or someone robbed it. But I think it's still in the apartment. So I don't really, I think it's just a hidden talent, but... I don't know how to use it, maybe. So yeah.
It'll be under the Christmas tree next Christmas.
Oh, I hope so.
Or if you buy a new one, you'll find it.
Oh yeah.
That always happens when you replace something, you find the missing one.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. My son also has that ability, but he makes the TV remote disappear.
Okay.
And then maybe I can give you some hints. I found it in under the pillows on the bed. I found it in the fridge. I found it in the grocery cupboard. I found it on the bathroom sink. I also found it in the toy box. So maybe places that you haven't looked for it yet, maybe you'll
Yeah.
find it there.
Thank you.
Okay. Natalie, do you have an answer? What is your most useless talent?
Absolutely not. I'm sorry. I don't arrive to found talent. So I don't know what to answer. Talent, it's something that you do very well. And useless talents, you have an impediment to express your talents. That's right. But I don't see what it could do. I have some idea that comes to me, but it's not talent. So it's difficult for me to find
When
something.
you were in the military, did you learn how to do navigation using a compass or something like the stars or navigation to see where you have to go or to know where you have to go?
Yes.
And now we have a GPS.
Yeah.
So
It's more
do
easy.
you use that skill to
Yes, I use
navigate?
it. I use GPS like everybody. And
So
compass
you.
because something very archaic, archaic. And in secours, no,
Yeah, in an
emergency.
emergency,
Perfect,
yeah.
perfect. Emergency, yeah.
Yes. You can
Yes,
you can
that could be
identify the
a.
stars. You can identify the stars at night.
Yeah. That could be a talent.
A talent that you don't use.
I really don't know. I don't think I have talent or something that I couldn't do. I don't know, really. Sorry.
Okay, that's
I
okay.
was speaking. I was speaking about camping. I would like to do camping, and I have an impingement. I do very well camping, living in camping. How to do, how to say that?
To like to pitch a tent.
Yeah, pitch your tent. Yeah, and living like that, but I cannot do it because my husband and my daughter don't like that. So I cannot express me in camping and all around the camping and alive in the
Okay.
nature, simple thinking, etc. But it is not talent.
Okay. Okay. Rosie, what is your most useless talent?
You need to unmute yourself, Rosie, because I switched off your microphone. There we
Oh my God, it's a hard. Oh, okay, it's an easy question, but the answer. Oh my God, I don't know. I think every year and sometimes sometimes I. For example, today my first holiday day, right? And I have a lot of ideas in my mind to do. And one of them is to keep my not books, maybe not books that I used a long time ago in my no at my job or in some
Course, some course, some course.
like textbooks.
Yes. And oh my God, I remember this year in the beginning of on January, I was keeping my bedroom, and I have a part in my wardrobe or in my clothes that I have a lot of. And oh my God, I don't need this more. And I keep this. So I think it's useless talent. I don't know. I don't know. This is the first time. This is the first thing that came into my mind. I
So,
think this. I
you
don't
have a
know.
you have a talent of keeping things which you don't need anymore, yeah?
Yeah. Oh my God. So oh my God. And oh, when I decide to clean, to organize, I look at some things and oh, I can oh, sir, I can throw away, right? I can throw away these and oh. Maybe I will need these, and I keep again. And
Sounds like my mom.
Yes, I think this is useless talent, right? I don't know, but this, yeah.
To
Rosie, I think we're
clarify,
related.
Sorry, sorry.
I think we're related. I've
Yeah.
got the same talent as you.
Judging by
Yeah.
your shopping spree last December, I'm
I
surprised.
thought it was Christmassy. Yes.
Yeah, but this year on January, but this I want to keep this. I found not found because I have a specific place to keep this, and I found a notebook that I used it when I studied in the elementary school. Oh my God. But I don't know why, but I like to keep this because it's a notebook with some, oh my God, I don't know this in English, but let me check here. Tracing paper. Yes.
Tracing tracing paper. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
For example, when I learned about I don't know about geography, the subject was geography, and I needed to draw for example Brazil map, and I have these in a tracing paper.
Yeah. And you still have that, yeah?
Yes, and I have this, and not only this, I have other notebooks, and oh my God, why I am keep these?
Well,
But I want
you can open a museum of education.
Yes,
Or carbon paper.
and when
Exactly.
I saw, oh my God, nowadays, no, nowadays, for example, my students, they can't do this because it's in a tracing paper, and oh my God, it's really really nice. And I could remember my teacher teaching me, not only me, of course, teaching my class about this, and I have this this notebook in.
So Rosie, I think in your winter holidays, your 15-day winter holiday, you need to write your memoirs. Yeah.
Yes.
I day one, I was born. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it maybe it's a useless talent. I don't know, but yes, I have some notebooks.
We would love to see. We would love to read them. We will even learn Portuguese to do this.
Oh yeah, and I can take a picture and show you to you. It's so cute. And yes. my letter. Okay, my letter now it's better than my letter, but my letter it's so. And I have notebooks when I studied letras when I went to university too. Oh my god.
you see, okay, so Rosie, this is for the weekend because the Fruit Loop, she doesn't tend to do much over the weekend, so my WhatsApp index goes down to zero, so it needs to be compensated by about a zillion WhatsApps from you, and maybe Monica throw in one or two, because South Africa just goes off the map, yeah. So,
tracing paper, that's a golden oldie.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Right. Last year, someone found my copy of Le Petit Prince from Year 12 French in 1983, and he's now living in Sydney, and he found it, and he said, I've got your copy of the book. And I thought, wow. it survived several moves with him across Australia, but my copy of Le Petit Prince is in Sydney now.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. But I don't have tracing paper. or carbon paper.
Yes. Let's
oh my god.
Let's keep our age a secret, shall we?
Okay. So Frank, now it's your turn. What is your most useless talent?
Well, I think everybody experienced it, just didn't they? Yeah, trying to get into this meeting. my brother-in-law has a fantastic statement. And I've just popped it on the screen. I am not often useful, and I'm useless again. Yeah, and I think that sums it all up. Yeah, so chaos. Yeah, no, I'm just useless. That's my talent. That's my raison d'être. Yeah. If you want something not to work, come to Frank, because it'll go pear-shaped, yeah. And I just gave you this morning the most beautiful example of it, yeah. And Janita, she got the bonus because it started yesterday already, so she's already had the second running of this, you know. Hey, I have to pay for this, yeah.
That's why I checked the peeling potatoes, because if you're going to charge me for that, then I don't know. We'll make other arrangements.
You would politely decline.
Yeah. Claire did say she has 7 questions for us.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Can't okay. wait. Okay, the next one is a bit easier. What is a skill you want to try but you never did or you never have? Oh, anything that's easier. It's a little bit easier. So anything that you want to try but you never did. I'll give you an example. Mine is crochet. I want to learn how to crochet.
Oh, that's on my list too.
You're a bit young for that.
No, it's very trendy now.
It is very trendy now.
Knitting and crochet.
You see,
I've been thinking about this for maybe 3 years now.
Okay.
But then my husband said I should finish some of my other hobbies before I start a new hobby.
How can you finish a hobby?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's my question.
Your projects.
Too.
Your projects is what he meant.
Projects.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe. Okay, Monica, tell us about your.
Oh, well, apart from the crochet, my two aunties in Germany would have taught me, but they're both deceased, but they taught me to knit, so I love knitting. If I had my life again in my next life, I would like to learn Spanish. That's
Oh.
one thing. If I ever learned a language, I thought that's what I would have liked to have learned. It's a really useful language because it's spoken so widely, and it's something I would like to do if I had my life again.
Well, you're never too old to learn. Why
No,
go learn it
now
now?
I can't remember what I had for breakfast.
Okay.
So probably now is not the right time. I've got so many other things I'm focusing on, but that is one thing I would have loved to have done.
Right. That's very interesting. Okay.
Has
Clear?
to be easier than German.
I think so. I agree. Clear, what is a skill that you want to try but never did?
A skill. It's hard, but I would say a bit like Monica, speaking lots of languages. But yeah, that's a skill I don't really have. I mean, I'm yeah. If I like lock in to like study hard on one language, it's okay, but I cannot, I think, speak fluently a whole like range of different languages. That's something I can do. So even when I was in school, it was hard to like juggle between French and sometimes English. And then I had my Korean language class. So I was not like fluent in any of those languages. So at the time, so I would say, yeah, being able to speak, I don't know, maybe like 10 languages
Wow.
fluently, yeah, would be great. But yeah, I tried to learn Chinese even like a few days ago, but I stopped because it's very, very hard. So
So between Chinese and Arabic, those are the two most difficult languages to learn.
yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay. Natalie, what is a skill that you want to try but never did?
Yes, I would like, for example, to play harmonica. My parents offer me an harmonica since a long, long time, 20, 25 years ago. And I never, I didn't have the time and the quiet moment to begin learning playing harmonica. So I would like to do it now, if I could.
Okay. I tried the guitar once. It didn't end well. My fingers can't
Yeah.
reach where it has to. But my sister can play the guitar. She can do that. But my fingers, I think maybe my fingers are just too short.
Well, then, your sister can play the guitar and you can sing.
Yeah.
No, I'll just
Or do you play
the dance?
play the drums, maybe.
No, I don't know.
Well, you don't know until you try
Yes.
it.
Yes.
You and your son could team up together.
Oh, he will definitely play the guitar
Voila, there
and
you go.
sing.
Okay. So watch this. So we had the Partridge Family many decades ago. So
Oh, wow.
now we have
David
the
Cassidy.
and now we have the LaGrange family singing, like going through the mountains, like the sound of music. Yeah, in
oh,
Switzerland.
no.
In Switzerland. Yeah. Oh, I like the sound of music. Yeah.
No, dear. No.
Watch
I'm not
this.
going to be a part of that.
Watch.
Don't give up your day job, Frank.
Rosie, what is the skill that you want to try but never did?
Speaking English.
Oi, that's not fair.
You are trying it. You are trying it. You have to choose something else.
Okay. Oh my God. Yes, I want to try, but I never did. Speaking English. And swim. I don't know how to swim, and I think it's really nice, and but I never try. I never did. Swim and speak in English. Speak good in English.
Why did you never learn how to swim?
Don't know, maybe because I love it go to the beach every year I go, but I don't know, I don't think so. I never tried because I don't know. Okay, because for example, I want to know how to swim, and I will go to academy to try this, to learn this, but I've never did because I don't think so. It is maybe because I didn't have time, or maybe because I went to the beach, and but I don't have scary, you know. I don't have
You're not scared of water.
no freak, no, I don't have scare of water, and just I don't know, because I think so. You need to learn, and someone needs teach you, right? And I don't know why. So, but I think so really nice. For example, my sister can't swim, and I can't. And I don't remember how she learned this, but and when, for example, when we are no, sorry, at the beach or in the swimming pool, she can't, and I can't.
Okay.
Rosie,
Yeah.
Rosie, 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 I have a
Yeah.
question. Your future husband, you have met him. Your future husband is perfect. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well then the problem is solved. He will teach you how to swim. You couldn't have a better swimming teacher than your future husband. I mean, just think of all the possibilities.
Yes,
Or pay for a
yes.
private instructor.
That's what I wanted to say.
Well,
He's
hang on, why?
apparently he's loaded, so get a personal instructor.
Yeah.
The woman who married Bezos, her ex-husband married an Australian soap star.
She made a she married a bar of soap, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so
Was it Palmolive or was it
Lux, remember
Dove?
Lux soap? Or yes,
It was
not Sard Wonder soap.
okay.
Yeah,
All right.
it's
And now she
never.
married Bezos, so she's a gold digger.
Well.
Yeah, it's never too late to learn, right?
It's
Never.
not too
Okay.
late to learn because
Yeah, no.
my son
No.
also goes for swimming lessons, and there's a lady, she's 45 years old, and she's learning how to swim now.
Yeah, it's
In the
Rosie,
private
you have
to
to
learn.
learn before you come to Australia for your holiday at Whitehaven Beach. You have to learn to swim.
Yeah, because you have to swim from São Paulo to Perth.
No, she was in Queensland. She wanted to
Well, then she has to get to Perth first, and because she's got to sort of navigate her way around the
That's
coast.
right.
Yeah, and they have
Yeah.
to decide whether she wants to head north via north via Northern Territory or
by a
south by
Qatar.
yeah. Anyway, okay. So
Yes.
watch this space. Yeah.
Yes. Frank, what is a
Oh.
skill that you want to try but never did?
Well, it's easy. Since I'm useless, I'd like to be useful. It's as simple as that.
Okay. So let's rephrase. What do you want to be useful for?
Oh, humanity, life of the planet, everything. I mean, the answer is not 42. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's facts. Life, the universe, and everything.
Oh dear.
I'm constantly being told what I'm doing wrong. So, one day, it's a state of mind. So, I'd like to get it right one day. Maybe I will before my time is up. Yeah. But nobody will tell me. Yeah. So
I
there you go.
don't
Yeah.
know. Okay.
Oh, there's a challenge for you.
That is a challenge. I accept.
I look forward to it.
Okay. Let's do this one. We can finish with this one. What is the most ridiculous thing you have Googled recently? What is the most ridiculous thing you have Googled recently? So mine was for last week's topic, when you had to be the best salesperson, I had to search for all of those ugly pictures that we used. So that was quite ridiculous. The ugliest car and ugly coffee mug and ugly painting. Rosie remembers.
Yes.
And
Yes.
then yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? Someone asked me, how does a hospital get the smell that they do? How does it smell so clean? And I actually Googled, what does a hospital use to clean that you keep that smell?
That's on a good day.
On a good day.
Hang on. Can you just rephrase it? How does the hospital? Can you
Like
rephrase?
when you go
No,
into the
no, 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 no,
hospital.
no, no, no. It, the exact way you've just said that. How does the hospital? You said
How
something
does
like.
the hospital keep that smell, like the clean
Ah,
smell?
okay. Well rescued.
Not a
Well re
bad smell, a good
No, no,
smell.
no, no. Well rescued. Because I thought you were saying the hospital somehow cleans itself. That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic because then I want a house like that.
There you go. So,
Self-cleaning house.
a self-cleaning house. Just add water. Okay.
So that was some of the silliest things I've Googled. Clea, do you have an answer? What is the most ridiculous thing you've Googled recently?
There are lots. As a
Oh.
professional anxious, I always Google every little thing concerning my symptoms. So like every little thing I have, I would just Google it. Or now, because there is ChatGPT, thanks to ChatGPT, I just ask him, and I always, I just did a blood test, and everything was perfect, but I was sure that it was not perfect. The doctor is not right. So I asked my personal doctor, aka
Google.
ChatGPT, and he said it's okay, I'm healthy. And so that's very ridiculous. And I do it anyways. It's been years that is like that. So yeah, that's
Never follow medical advice from what you read on Google or ChatGPT.
Yeah, we have to put this disclaimer in there. Yes.
Yes,
Yes.
because two clicks later and you have to dig your own grave.
You can ask ChatGPT, how do I dig my own grave? Yeah.
Oh
Or Google it, how do I dig my own grave?
What disease could I die of?
No, because ChatGPT knows me, so he knows I have, I think, health anxiety. So he's very gentle with his answer. You know, he's always
That's
like,
nice.
"Oh, that seemed, it seemed very common what you describe here. It's normal," and so it reassured me. So that's
Okay.
it's kind of worrying, isn't it, that you trust a thing more than a human.
No, just kidding, actually. I really trust the doctor. But I just really searched and I asked him. I like put it, I think the number, like, I don't know, like, you know, there's a number, like vitamin, and there is a number, and blood cell, I don't know if there is a number. And so I asked him what he knows about it, and yeah, he was right, actually. It's very correct, but
So
yeah.
you asked ChatGPT something you knew already.
Yes,
That is right, yeah.
to confirm
I
it.
know.
Okay. So
Yeah, he's confirming.
you know the world is round, but you're going to ask ChatGPT if it's flat, yeah? And then you're going to say, "Well, tell me something I didn't know." Yeah. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's also the medical terms. If they use
Yeah.
specific words for, like, for the tests. If I think about some blood tests and things that I did in the past, they have abbreviations. So they don't give the full explanation of what it is. They have all of these
Yeah, exactly.
abbreviations, and then they just tick what they have to test your blood for, and then you have no clue what's happening.
Actually, this is a question that just came to my mind. You said that you spent 7 years working in a pharmacy, yeah?
Oh, yes.
You are brilliant.
I
You are one of the few people who will be able to decipher the handwriting of a doctor.
That's why they're typed
it
now, yeah.
depends. It depends. Not all of them.
If someone gave you a prescription and you, "Oh yeah, that's no problem. We can order that. It'll be there tomorrow." Yeah. And everyone else is talking. What?
So they work with codes. Though I don't know if it's the same, but they usually write the code like RX17 what, and then you know, okay, that is that product. You can enter the code into the system, and it gives you the product. And then sometimes they do write out exactly what you need. So if I take my son to the doctor and they tell me, okay, you need to give this and this and this, I already know the medication. That makes it easy because then I know, okay, that's the coughing medicine, that is this, that is this, that is this, and let's go get it.
So you could, I can just imagine this conversation between you and the doctor. I'm prescribing you RX123. Well, actually, if you take RA147, it's better. Well, actually, no, I
I
think
don't
RX,
question them.
you know.
No, I don't question them. They, if whatever they prescribe, as long as they give something for all the symptoms, it's fine. I usually like the antibiotic's name. My husband would look at the script. What is this? And that's the antibiotic. So what is this? Oh, that's coughing medicine. What is that? Oh, this is for, it's antihistamine, for example. So I know the names.
Okay. Yeah,
So
valuable
it's
person.
helpful in a way.
Yeah. Okay.
Brilliant.
But of course, your future husband, Rosie, does all this as well, doesn't he? In fact, you don't have to, you never have to see a doctor in your life anymore because doctor, you know, he's one of these TV doctors in Days of Our Lives. You know, he can just look at you and you are instantly cured. Yeah.
Iridology. He'll look into her eyes. He'll look into
Yeah.
your eyes, Rosie.
Exactly. Yeah. And then boom, that's it. You're miraculously cured of all ailments and pains and so
So while we are on Rosie, what is the most ridiculous thing you have Googled?
Oh my God.
Probably not that.
My God.
Man. Yeah, sometimes I for example, like Claire said, some For example, I went to the and the I went to the doctor and the
Well,
ophthalmologist.
just the ophthalmologist. Oh, that's a difficult one. Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
The one who does the eyes. Yeah. He...
She asked me to buy some collyrios. Yes, I
Eye
think it's
drops.
collyrios. Yes, eye drops. And she put in my recipe for options, and
In
I
your
didn't I didn't ask her, but why for options? And she wrote in my recipe or in my recipe for options. You can buy these, and these are these, and you can choose the cheaper one. No, the cheaper one that. The cheaper one, and okay, and oh no. When I got home, and I googled each one, and okay, the first one it's good too. The second one is good. Oh my God. But some of them was different, and I didn't understand. And okay, I will research each one and see what is the difference between them, because okay, maybe the eye drop can have the same, my God, this is a hard word in English, the same,
Ingredients.
but I don't think so. That doesn't have a difference, right? And I googled this.
Okay. Magical terms. Yep.
Yes, I googled each one. And oh my God, okay, some of them are different. Okay, and why don't you, I know which I want to buy, because this is for this and this is for that.
But
And oh my God,
then
my ophthalmologist, I don't know, she's so young too.
maybe you should ask the pharmacist, like, which one do they recommend? Because sometimes some
Yes.
eye drops, it gives you dry eyes. Sometimes the eye drops helps with to moisturize the eyes.
Or itchy
So I
eyes.
think it depends on what the problem was, but then maybe your pharmacist
Yes.
can give you a guideline.
Yeah. Yes, you are right, Anita, but I think so. She's a doctor, so you need to take this, not this. Oh my God.
Did she give you the right prescription? They
Yeah, anyway. Oh my God.
I've lost count.
Me too. Okay. Monica, what is the most ridiculous thing you've Googled recently?
Oh, yesterday, probably Frank could relate to this. I was go
Just...
AC/DC was a band who was around many years ago.
They still
I
are.
know them.
They still are, and they're about to play, and except in Adelaide. And so I was looking where they're playing and if I could get tickets, and a partner did not like the idea. He said they must be 100 years old. And so he thought it was a bad idea, so I gave up on the idea of tickets for them. But yeah, they're around many, many years ago. So yeah, but a lot of people said, don't go to anyone who's over 60, I think, or might have been 70, but a lot of these bands.
Choose your age with care in
Oh
Australia.
no, hang on,
Choose
some of
your
them.
age with, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Meatloaf, no, Meatloaf, he was almost dead and he was on stage, because a lot of these people only want to get money for their superannuation. He could hardly sing, and they charge you lots of money for tickets.
You see, I'm trying to do the same, but it doesn't work. You know, I'm old, and I'm trying to charge you money for getting into my meetings.
But that's why.
Okay.
It's worth it to talk to Frank. But Meatloaf, he was, you know, past his prime.
Well, thank you for keeping me in my prime, Monica. Someone said something nice. That's nice.
Talking to someone the other day on the bus. This is just funny. And no, but this is classic. I said to this guy who's about 24 on the bus to Port Douglas, and I said, I did over 75 health assessments. And he said, you look really good for 75. You look younger than my mum.
That's where you say thank you and end the conversation.
I thought he was really lovely and guy till then. I thought he'd be perfect son-in-law material. And, you know, it just cracked me up. And he said, you look really good for 75. I said, that's because I'm 59. Yes.
Shame.
No comment.
You sound like they're criminals. No comment. Did you do this? No comment.
Exactly. Well,
he's taking notes there. He's going to give us another journal writing.
And I have it on video and I have it on audio.
Yes. That doesn't make it any easier. For you, maybe, but not for us.
Exactly.
Okay. Natalie, what is the most ridiculous thing you've Googled recently?
I am searching since a long time because you know that I have a big problem of memory. And I don't find something ridiculous. You know, when I return on my historic on Google, I don't find any ridiculous thing. When I go to Google, it's often to search, to confirm something, or to search something that I don't know. But not ridiculous. And I don't have the reflex to use ChatGPT, you know, as Clea and the young people who always go to ChatGPT and ask everything even more than they need. I don't have this reflex, no. So I don't go often on Google and I really just ask for a receipt or for a restaurant or for going on maps. Google Maps I use a lot.
Wow.
For the news or for, but.
Wow. That's fantastic.
I think I am too serious.
So if we want to know something and we can't go to Google, we have to ask you, Natalie. Yeah, because
no, it's Google won't work. That's me, Google.
Well, if you don't need Google, you must have a quality that is unimaginably fantastic. Yeah, ask Natalie. Yeah,
font of knowledge.
Exactly.
I am not an encyclopedia.
Oh.
No. Yeah, we find a lot of things on Google, that's sure. And I was very surprised, but I laugh a lot when somebody explained me how he play with Google, with ChatGPT, asking him a lot of questions and very intimate questions about himself and how he play with it. With the ChatGPT to have another answer.
Yeah.
And it was very funny. But I don't use it. Sorry.
That's okay. Don't be sorry. Okay. Frank, your turn.
I'm on a roll here, so I just did this. I asked, well, I don't use Google, I use DuckDuckGo. So I put the question, how can I be useful? And the answers are actually quite interesting. So the top one is from Lifehack. How to make yourself insanely useful. So
insanely useful.
So I don't know whether I'm going to be insane after this or I can make myself. Anyway, then WikiHow, 13 ways to be helpful. I don't think that's being useful. Forbes, 15 easy ways to become a more helpful person. Then Inc.com, 7 Simple Habits for Becoming a More Helpful Person. And then there's a website called Indeed, which tops the whole thing. 100 useful skills to develop and why they are worth knowing.
Wow.
12 ways to stay useful at any stage of life. So that's me at my 2 years age. 30 practical ways to make yourself indispensable to others. Life optimize. So there is hope for me yet, you know. So I think Janita, I will do my homework after this meeting.
And you have the whole weekend.
I will, yes. What worries me. And I will study this with great intensity and report back to you Monday morning when I'm back in the office after being released from custody.
Okay. we'll talk about it then. Okay, excellent.
Why are you laughing? I'm hungry. It's lunchtime.
I'm also hungry. Mm-hmm. Are you hangry?
Hungry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hangry. Yeah.
Angry.
Hungry and angry.
No, I'm never angry. I can't. It's a bit stupid. Well.
He's Mr. Nice Guy.
Rubbish. Okay, Janita. Janita. So this is actually a special lunch with Janita and Frank because it's not. I still can't say it because I'm going to see Clear tomorrow still in Seoul in South Korea. But it is Clear. So we're doing this sort of exit in stages, aren't we? So we did the Seoul impressions, the last one, about an hour ago. Now we're doing the last lunch in Janita and Frank with Claire in Seoul in South Korea. So that will be the last time we will see that backdrop there. Yes, because next week the mother-daughter duo will be flying back to France. Yeah, and then they will have lunch with us at lunchtime. Yeah,
fantastic.
If they want to join. Anyway, so Monica in Australia, thank you very much. Rosie, you can go back to bed now and continue sleeping. It's so early.
Enjoy the off day.
Thank you very much. Natalie and Claire in Seoul, South Korea, thank you very much. And a special thank you to you, Fruit Loop, for hosting such a wonderful show as ever. What would we do without it? I'm now going to try and make myself useless and useful at the same time. I'm going to shut up while you have the last word.
Okay. But you thanked everyone for being here. So I'll do the same. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And I would love to hear more about Rosie's story and her lover. But we'll gossip about that on the group.
Girls like gossip.
Yes. there's a few other questions, but one of them I'm going to keep a secret. I might post the others onto the website for you to answer. But the secret one, we might be able to use as a Fruit Loop question. Okay. And then Monica, please share some gossip, read some things on the website.
I'm looking forward to it. I've got a whole weekend free.
Yes.
And yeah, I've missed you guys.
We missed you too. We've been asking you to comment and come in and answer. Yes. And we've been talking
about you. I didn't
take
my laptop with me because then I figured they'd send me work to do if I took my laptop to Queensland. So, yes.
I got to look at it. Also works.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But anyways. Okay. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, Clea. Thank you, Frank. And that's it.
Thank
See you,
you
next time.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take
bye.
Care. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Take care. Have a great day.